Oh, dude, I want to switch gears. I wanted to tell you, dude, I went to, I think I told you this yesterday, but I was at Port Aransas, Texas, the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it is, on at first glance, the sickest setup. You ever been to a 4x4 beach? Cars pull up.
Oh, no, I don't know if I have.
Dude, this was, for real, it was insane, man. It was like fucking.
Only during COVID-19.
Where were you?
I was in Hilton Head, but it's not typically, you're not allowed to do that typically, but it was COVID, dude. There were no rules.
The beach was a road. Like that upper portion of the beach was like a full.
Outer Banks has that.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Dude, it was kind of sick. Just like, you just bop around on golf carts, faded on a golf cart, blasting. You had the music from your phone.
It's water stuff.
The speaker. True, for sure.
Now you're talking water.
For sure. Also, dude, it was the Texas beach. Everyone pulls up and like sets up like pretty sick setups, like a truck. It's like a tailgate. Yeah. Barbecues, Trump flags everywhere. Got me thinking. It's like nobody parties under the Biden banner. People party under the Trump flag. I've never seen someone just get down under a Biden flag.
Oh, that would suck so bad. Holy shit. That would be so, I mean, it'd be really funny.
Just turkey
burgers.
You
should do it at that beach. Do it at that beach. See how long before you get your fucking ass beat, dude.
Just like turkey burgers and fucking Impossible.
Just blasting Kendrick's new album. They not like us.
Never seen it. You never seen somebody flying a Biden banner and just partying.
Get a nice Kamala flag, too. That's a party.
That would be tight.
Harris Walls flag. Just getting wrecked.
Just having so much blasting NPR and be like, that's actually very important.
I never thought of it like that.
I didn't think about that. Just kissing a guy.
Yeah, it wasn't a very inviting party flag, the Biden.
No. Couldn't have any fun.
It wasn't very fun. It
was not fun. You couldn't blast Kid Rock's summer anthem. I'm in whiskey out the bottle. Turn this off.
It's tough.
He shot the Bud Light. Turn this off.
Hey, turn that off right now.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, I want to see somebody do it. I want everyone to have fun. But it turns out the Trump flags are, it's kind of corner of the party.
They are kind of a beacon for a good party.
Kind of, dude. Yeah, you have a good time. It was kind of, it was making me sad. But it's at nighttime. It is funny. It was my friend was pointing it out. It's like it is Fury Road. You go on the beach at nighttime, shit. And it's just kids hanging off golf carts like war boys. Like, it was fun. But dude, the
were there some fires going at night?
Yep, you had a beach fire. Sick. Dude, they would come out. The thing was called Cinnamon Shores. So like you go to Port Aransas, and it's like the town. By the way, bleak. Mm. I went to a grocery store like 10 minutes away to grab some supplies for last night. Dude, I'm not exaggerating this at all. There was an older lady cashier, and I, you know, she was just kind of sitting there, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, normal stuff.
Yeah.
She just sighs, and she was like, not good. I'm like, okay.
Good for her.
Dude, it was actually refreshing, and I was like, oh, dude. And then she took it even further. She was like, yeah, I don't like this job at all. And I was like, okay. I was like, fair enough. And I was like, you know what? Let me just shut up. It's probably annoying. You know, it's the 50th. Because she was like, it's just the same thing. Just people come and over and over. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let me shut up. I'm probably the 50th guy to ask you how your day is. She's like, yeah, I just remember my, like, you know, my life used to have meaning. I was like, okay.
Wow. She said all this?
Yeah, dude. And then she goes, she was like, I used to be an assistant librarian in Samoa. I was like, okay, cool. She's like, yeah. Then a flood took the place out. Really bad flood. Killed a lot of children. And I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. She goes, there were families of children that died. She says, luckily, and this was why, this like made the other person in the line next to me turn around. She goes, luckily it wasn't on the tour side. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you. Man. Oh,
damn.
She had a little Cortez in her.
Yeah, dude.
luckily it didn't get the pale faces.
Dude, I think she was kind of faded, dude. There was a display of buzz balls next to her. I'm like, she must be crushing these buzz balls.
I would, too.
Dude, I would.
Bro, if you're sitting there going, you know what, I don't have any meaning in my life. I'm a cashier here. I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
What's that, a buzz ball?
Is that a ball? I'm going to take down a buzz
ball. Who's going to notice?
Was that a butterscotch buzz ball?
Oh, that sounds like fucking hell.
She kept going. She was like, yeah, man. She was like, You know, could you imagine, funerals are sad, but imagine a funeral for multiple children at the same time. I'm like, Jesus Christ. She's like, and you got to put the bodies up high, because if you put them down low, they just wash away. I'm like, okay. Dude, it was a 10-minute exchange. She's like, yeah, my ex-husband, yeah, we met out there. He's a drunk. All the guys in Samoa, by the time they're 60, they're drunks. They have nothing to do. They're just drunks, probably drunks before that. She was like, and she just broke down her ex-husband. She's like, smart guy, no common sense. He's probably drunk right now. And I'm like looking at her like, you're probably drunk right now, lady. But went on for 10. And then I finally got the last thing bagged up and was like, all right, have a good one. And then she just like, just smiled. Such a big smile. And I was like, okay, thank you.
She goes, so how are you doing?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So what's up with you?
It's all right.
Shit's going well. Just signed a Spotify deal. It's pretty easy. I just do podcasts.
It's pretty good. I actually haven't beat off in like 7 days. I've been getting raging boners every morning. Should have fired back.
That's good.
Dude, I've been fucking... I don't know what happened. I've turned a corner. We'll see if I can keep it. But I'm just... Bro, I'm just like, I'm not even trying to have sex. I'm not fapping. I'm just like... just going to be really, I've tried this so many times, but I think I've turned the corner where I've been getting charged up that like when I'm like, you know, I mean, obviously you know, and you have to come really bad. I've just been like reveling in that feeling. And I'm just like, dude, I'm just going to charge myself up as much as I can.
Every once in a while when I'm hungover, I get the ultimate.
Yes.
You need to come right now.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
I drove home kind of like that. And I was not lying.
It happens on drive sometimes.
Dude, I was rock hard.
You rock hard for an entire drive?
Yeah. Dude, it was a 3-hour, 45-minute drive. No cap. I think I might have been hard for 2.5 hours straight.
Yeah.
Just nonstop. It was like I was driving and Brittany would like put her hand on my thigh and I was real going like, I was trying to shift it. I was in a state, dude. It was crazy. But yeah, I'm gonna try to keep it up and just see if I can get charged up off the life energy. Cause it's a huge difference, man. When you're ramped like that, if you can like just power through it,
yeah,
you have energy. All these people say they're tired. It's like, bro,
just
hold
don't
it.
Jack
dude.
Off.
Yeah, for real. I want to try to like not do it for a month and then get my T checked and just see what my levels are. So I would imagine they'd be fucking high.
Mm.
If you held in your goop. I mean, you know, I'm like a broken record on this, but I might have turned the corner.
I think it's a good thing. You're very interested in the goop and goop retention.
I am. Well, it's like
you got goop on the brain.
I got goop on the brain. It's goop retention, goop release. I like it all.
Everything goop.
All things goop.
I'm here to discuss goop.